Great. Big thank you to Simon and Jane. Wonderful to hear what you've been doing over the summer. We have been praying for you, and we'll continue to pray for you as you look to the Lord for the future as well. Let's do that. Let's not just talk about it. Let's pray for Simon and Jane. Exciting when we have members of our church stepping out and serving the Lord, and that's part of our body ministry, just to come behind them and support them. Exciting things happening at the moment. We have another member of our church who'll be leaving shortly in a few weeks' time to go to Nigeria to serve with a mission organization there. If you want to know more about that, who it is, come along next Sunday night and they'll be sharing as part of our evening service. But what I want to do just in the final moments, just as we finish off this evening, is just to share a few thoughts, some very short, very simple thoughts from the book of Nehemiah, which is what we're working through on Sunday evening. So turn with me to Nehemiah and chapter 4. Nehemiah and chapter 4. Let's listen to God's word. Now when Sanballat heard that we were building the wall, he was angry and greatly enraged, and he jeered at the Jews. And he said in the presence of his brothers and of the army of Samaria, "What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they restore it from themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they finish in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of rubbish and burnt ones at that?" Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him, and he said, "Yes, what are they building? If a fox goes up on it, it will break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despised. Turn back their taunt on their own heads, and give them up to be plundered in the land where they are captives. Do not cover their guilt, and let not their sin be blotted out from your sight. For they have provoked you to anger in the presence of the builders." So we built the wall, and all the wall was joined together to half its height, for the people had a mind to work. But when Sanballat and Tobiah, the Arabs and the Anamites and the Ashdodites heard that we were repairing the walls of Jerusalem, repairing the walls of Jerusalem was going forward, and that the breaches were beginning to be closed, they were very angry. And they all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to cause confusion in it. And we prayed to our God and set a guard as a protection against them day and night. In Judah it was said, "The strength of those who bear the burdens is failing. There is too much rubble. By ourselves we are not able to rebuild the wall." And our enemies said, "They will not know or see till we are come among them and kill them and stop the work." At that time the Jews who lived near them came from all directions and said to us 10 times, "You must return to us." So in the lowest parts of the space behind the wall, in open places, I stationed the people by their clans, with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and arose and said to the nobles and to the officials and to the rest of the people, "Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes." When our enemies heard that it was known to us and that God had frustrated their plan, we all returned to the wall, each to his work. From that day on, half of my servants worked on construction, and half held the spears, shields, bows, and coats of mail. And the leaders stood behind the whole house of Judah, who were building on the wall. Those who carried burdens were loaded in such a way that each labored on the work with one hand and held his weapon with the other. And each of the builders had his sword strapped to his side while he built. The man who sounded the trumpet was beside me. And I said to the nobles and to the officials and to the rest of the people, "The work is great and widely spread, and we are separated on the wall, far from one another. In the place where you hear the sound of the trumpet, rally to us there. Our God will fight for us." So we labored at the work, and half of them held the spears from the break of dawn until the stars came out. I also said to the people at the time, "Let every man and his servant pass the night within Jerusalem, that they may be a guard for us by night and may labor by day." So neither I, nor my brothers, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard who followed me, none of us took off our clothes. Each kept his weapon at his right hand. Amen. This morning we were thinking about the devil as we worked up through our statement of faith. And I'm sure the devil is not worried by disinterested Christians. I'm sure he's not concerned or bothered by half-hearted followers of God. But as people who are involved in active service, people who are involved in active ministry who face opposition. Nehemiah is a great book for us to study on our Sunday evenings. It's a book about personal service for God. And Nehemiah was somebody who was active. He was active in ministry and practical service, and because he was active, he faced lots of opposition. He'd gone to Jerusalem to rebuild it. The city was in ruins, had been destroyed because the people had turned from God, they had been disobedient. And his primary concern for going to Jerusalem was the restoration of the city, to rebuild the walls and to see God's name glorified in that place again. This great city was lying in ruins. Now, chapter 3, which we studied a few weeks ago, or looked at a few weeks ago, they had started the rebuilding of the walls. Many people were involved. We read that list of names, 72 names that were read out. Thanks again to Dave Ramsey who read that chapter out, all those difficult names. All those people who were involved in the teamwork as they served together, shoulder to shoulder. And as they worked together, the work progressed. But as the work progressed and the walls were rebuilt, so did the opposition they faced. And that's a very simple lesson for each one of us this evening. The more we're involved, the more we're involved in ministry and service, the more opposition we will encounter. The more reasons we will have just to give up when things get tough and just walk away. I want you to pray for Simon and Jane. They are on the front line of ministry, every day, every week, out serving. Simon shared a little bit about some of the heartaches even in a housing estate in Limerick. But as they're doing this day in, day out, they're going to face more and more opposition. Let's pray for Simon and Jane, that they can keep going. But let's pray for one another as you go into that workplace and as you live for Christ in your home or wherever God has called you to be. The more you serve, the more opposition you will face. Let's pray for one another. Nehemiah faced a couple of opponents. I described them last time a bit like Waldorf and Statler in The Muppets. Waldorf and Statler with a sinister edge called Sambala and Tobiah. They were rulers in this area and they were really challenged by Nehemiah. Their authority was being challenged. And so they started to attack him. The first type of abuse they gave him was verbal abuse. Let's look at the first couple of verses. Now when Sambala heard that we were building the wall, he was angry and greatly enraged and he jeered at the Jews. And he said in the presence of his brothers and of the army of Samaria, what are these feeble Jews doing? And on their verbal insults went. It was Shakespeare who said, ridicule is paper bullets from the brain that has slain many a warrior. Let me say that again so you can take it in. Ridicule is paper bullets from the brain that has slain many a warrior. Many people have been discouraged by verbal insults. Verbal insults can cause damage. And many have given up. Many have walked away from service in the Lord because of what people have said to them. So it starts off with verbal abuse and then it quickly moves to physical threats. Look at verses 7 and 8. But when Sambala and Tobiah and the Arabs and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that we were repairing the walls of Jerusalem, or heard that the walls of Jerusalem was being forwarded, and that the breaches were beginning to be closed, they were very angry. And they all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem to cause confusion amongst us. The verbal abuse hadn't done the job, and so they started to give some physical threats. And if that wasn't enough, there's some other discouragements for Nehemiah. And those discouragements actually come not from outside, but from within, from his own people as well. Look at verse 10. In Judah it was said, the strength of those who bear the burdens is failing. There is too much rubble. By ourselves, we will not be able to rebuild the wall. This is too hard. This is too difficult. Let's give up. What was their cry? We are not able. And that cry, we are not able, comes from people whose eyes are off the Lord. We are not able. Today is an exciting day in the life of this church. To be in this new building after years of planning, years of discussion about it. This is a fresh start for us in Carrickfergus Baptist Church. It's not just fresh carpet, and it's not just fresh seats. We as elders of the church look upon this as a significant period in our life as a church. And we look upon this fresh start as more than just a fresh coat of paint on walls. We're calling upon every one of us who calls us to church to look upon this as a fresh start of just recommitting ourselves again to the life of this church and the ministry of this church. Sometimes it's easy just to get on and on in a monotonous way. to grow cold in heart. And let's take this opportunity with a nice fresh start here to recommit ourselves to the work and the service and the ministry of Carrickfergus Baptist Church. All of you who know love Jesus Christ as your Saviour, let's make that commitment as we start afresh today. But the reality is, if we do that, we're going to face opposition. We're going to face opposition from an outside world that is growing more and more secular. There's more and more hatred for the name of Jesus Christ. And if we're active, we are going to face insults, perhaps physical threats, and discouragements. Reasons just to pack it in and to give up. We're also going to receive discouragements from inside our own four walls. People who say, we are not able. People whose eyes are off the Lord. So what is our response? Our response needs to be very simply, just as we finish off this evening, the same as Nehemiah in this chapter. What do we need to do? We need to pray. Look at verse 4, the start of verse 4. The verbal insults start. What does Nehemiah do? Hear, O our God, for we are despised. He takes it to the Lord in prayer. He doesn't answer back with verbals of his own. He doesn't go off in a huff and say, oh, people are giving me a hard time. He takes it to the Lord, and he starts to pray. They come back with physical threats. Look at verse 9. And we pray to our God. That's what we need to do. When opposition comes, we need to be people who are prayerful. We are engaged in spiritual warfare. We talked about this morning. Spiritual wrestling match. And so we need to be people who are praying individually. As opposition comes, that we fix our eyes on God. We need to pray individually. We need to pray corporately. That's why we have times of prayer. We have prayer meetings before each of our services. This is a special week. What a great opportunity to come and join us this week as we pray. And we pray for God's hand to be upon us as we move out as a church as well. So he prayed, and we need to pray like Nehemiah. And we also need to remember the Lord. Look at verse 14. And I looked and arose and said to the nobles and to the officials and to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome. We are not able, that is true. We are not able, but remember the Lord who is great and awesome. Yes, the opposition might be around us. There's so much to discourage us, but God is great and awesome. So we need to be people who remember the Lord. Let's get a real vision of God. Let's remember our Savior Jesus Christ as well. When Christ lived here on earth, he received verbal opposition. He was mocked. He was riled by people, and yet he continued on to the cross. He not only received physical threats, he took physical abuse. As they hit him, they beat him, and they murdered Christ on the cross. He sympathizes with us because he has been through those experiences, and he is able to help us when we face opposition as well. Let's pray, and let's remember our Lord, the great and awesome God. But what's the third and final thing Nehemiah did? He just didn't sit around praying and wait for God to do something. He prayed, and then he acted. He just didn't sit back. He prayed, and then he went to work. Look at verse 6. So verse 4, he's prayed. Verse 6, so he built the wall. And all the wall was joined together to half its height, for the people had a mind to work. Then look at verse 9. And we prayed to our God. And after they prayed, what did they do? Sit around and chat about it? No, and we set a guard as a protection against them day and night. And then verse 21, so we labored at the work, and half of them held their spears from the break of dawn until the stars came out. They prayed, they remembered the Lord, and then they went about the task as well, looking for God to help them and to bless them. Today's an exciting day. Not every day, not every Sunday is going to be like this. The buzz will die down. And if we are serious about serving the Lord in Carrickfergus Baptist Church and wherever God has placed us, the opposition will come. And it will come in different forms. So let's be a church that prays. Let's be a church that remembers the Lord, the great and the awesome God. And let's be a church that only prays and sits back and does nothing. Let's be a church that prays and goes out and serves and works for the Lord as well. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you just for these simple lessons from this man Nehemiah, who had a heart for you, who had a heart for the glory of God to be established yet again in Jerusalem. We pray for us that we would have a desire for the glory of God to be radiant in Carrickfergus, that we want to make your name known here. Pray you'd help us, set us afire, help us to recommit ourselves
to the life and ministry again of this church. And we know that opposition is inevitable. We pray that you would help us. Help us to be people of prayer. Come to you. Help us to be people who remember the Lord. We are not able, but God is great and he is awesome. Help us fix our eyes on you. And help us to be people who don't just pray and sit back and do nothing. Help us to be people who pray and who act and who serve you. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus Christ's lovely name. Amen. I'm going to invite you and our musicians to come and lead us in our final song. Thank you.